Welcome to the Lioness Queen podcast, where our motto is all about living residue-free, not allowing the residue from a negative event in your life hinder you from moving forward where God is leading and directing you. Your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha, founder, speaker, author, divorce coach, and licensed minister, provides motivating messages that will help encourage and empower women to live their best life beyond their past and recognize the worth of their crown. Now let's jump into your weekly dose of letting go of the past and living totally residue-free. Here's your host, Reverend Dr. Marisha.
Welcome back, my Lioness Queens. Today is November the 9th, the second Thursday in the month of November. Happy November, happy Thursday, happy fall. Can't believe it, y'all. We are in November. It is about to be the most wonderful time of the year. Are you ready? I love this time of the year. Again, like I mentioned last week, I feel like people are the most friendliest somewhat, right? But this time of the year brings about faith, hope, and love, which is our mantra, which is our mission. Lioness Queen is all about faith, hope, and love. My question for you is, do you have your Christmas tree up yet? I don't. I need to start pulling it out. It's such a big to-do, which I love to have it up, but just getting it up and pulling everything out and putting everything back is such a transition, but I'm going to put it on my to-do list. Amen. Again, thank you so much for all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. I cannot thank you enough. And today is November the 9th. We are exactly 1 month away. That is right. 1 month away from my new book coming out, Resuscitate Your Heart, a 12-week workbook to heal the trauma within. I'm so excited. Pre-sales are starting soon. I will definitely keep you posted. More information will be forthcoming. And if you want to find out more about pre-sales, the book, and our other products, you can please visit us at www.iamthelionessqueen.com. Well, all right, we're in a new month of November. And this month, we're talking about being thankful. It's just the perfect time for November. We got to talk about being thankful, right? And so this week's episode is called Have Hope in Spite Of. That's right. Have Hope in Spite Of. We'll be right back. All right. Well, before we get started, you know how we love doing it on this podcast. We love starting out with a quote or a poem to get our episode started. We love supporting other poets' creativity, and we are so honored to do so. So today I found a short poem by Nikki Bananas, and the poem says, "If you only carry one thing throughout your entire life, let it be hope. Let it be hope that better things are always ahead. Let it be hope that you can get through even the toughest times. Let it be hope that you are stronger than any challenge that comes your way. Let it be hope that you are exactly where you are meant to be right now, and that you are on the path to where you are meant to be. Because during these times, hope will be the very thing that carries you through." Amen. Amen. Being thankful in spite of, because guess what? Hope, I was about to say love, hope will carry you through. So we have to learn how to be thankful in spite of everything we are facing. And that really can be summed up into one word, and that is hope. You know, there are not a lot of people, you know, in the world today that do not have hope. You know, it's so interesting when I think about this, it's just not a lot of people that have hope in their lives. You know, there was no hope in, you know, with President Trump during COVID, right? There was no hope in science with the vaccine. There was no hope in our government. There was no hope in the police. There was no hope, you know, in people in general, no matter the career, right? But even within families and our young people, there's no hope. There is so much crime and carjacking and mass shootings, conspiracy theories. There is no hope in the world. That's what it appears. Because it just appears like that the enemy is running rampant in the world. It appears that the enemy is winning in the land. It appears that the enemy has taken this world over and God is not responding because people do not see, right? They do not see what God is doing because they only see with their natural lenses. They're only seeing with their natural glasses, but God is hope. And when you go to the word, hope appears 158 times in the, I would say the New International Version of the Bible. And these verses describe three sources of sure and certain hope. It shows God's character, God's work, and God's word. And so no one hopes in you will ever be put to shame. That's Psalms 25:3. For what you have done, I will praise you in the presence of your faithful people. And I will hope in your name, for your name is good. That's Psalms 52:9. You are my refuge and my shield. I have put my hope in your word. That is Psalms 119:114. You know, the world tells us to hope in money and luck and determination and relationships, skills, and our own abilities. But God tells us to look to him. And so every day, guess what? We have a choice. Every day we have a choice where we are supposed to look and look for hope, right? And hope in created in our creator, right? The world tells us to hope in money and different things, but God tells us to look at him. And so this is our problem. We have hope in things that are natural, and God wants us to put our hope in things above, put our hope in him, and he will respond. You know, the world will disappoint us time to time. It'll disappoint us again and again, but God is hope. God will never fail us when we put our trust in him. It is hoping, you know, in God will respond in spite of what we see in the natural, in spite of what we feel in the moment, because our emotions do not have an intellect, in spite of our past experiences, because God is doing a new thing, because that is the only way he responds. He responds in new ways. He responds in new ideas. He responds in new miracles, new blessings, new doors, new opportunities. His work is always new, right? And so the world recycles. We recycle things, but God does all things new. And think about that, right? Forgiveness is new. His mercies are new. You know, your way of thinking when he renews it can be new. Our rebirth, right, is new. Justification can be new. God works in the new, and all he requires us to do is to have hope in spite of. And so I found this story about by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, who shared that New Zealanders have a word for hope that signifies the swimming thought. And he used the term to describe the hope God offers, because when all other thoughts are drowning, hope still swims. Think about that. Hope still swims. And I'm telling you, that really blessed me, because that means God wants your hope to still stand. God wants your hope to push through your fears. He wants your hope to endure all things. He wants your hope to believe beyond the trauma and the drama, right? God wants your hope to believe he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above you could ever ask or think. This is the level that God wants our hope to be on. It's almost like having a crazy faith that nothing is impossible with Him. That's what Luke 1:37 says. And so I'm telling you, this is blessing me. Nothing is impossible with Him. So we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back. And we are going to go into three reasons God's word can help your hope keep swimming, just like Marlin said in Finding Nemo. We'll be right back.
Do you love music and always wanted to learn how to play an instrument or sing? Check out Waldorf Music Academy, which is Southern Maryland's best music school, teaching students from ages 4 to adult. Whatever instrument you or your child wish to play, odds are they teach it. Piano, electric and acoustic guitar, drums, bass and voice, and host of others. For more information, visit www.waldorfmusicacademy.com.
Welcome back. All right, we were about to talk about these three reasons God's word can help us with our hope. So reason number one, faith is a prerequisite, right? Let's think about Hebrews 11:1 that says faith is an assurance that what is hoped for will become a reality. So think about this. You have to have faith in order to have hope. You can't have one without the other, right? You cannot have one without the other. The beautiful thing about faith is God doesn't say we need boatloads of it. He doesn't say we need a mountain full of faith. No, all we need is a mustard size seed of faith to have hope. God wants you, right? He wants you to have hope. He wants you to have faith in Him. Not faith in man, not faith in things, not faith in your past experiences, and not even in what you can do within yourself. You know, we have to learn how to relinquish our control and believe in what God can do for us. Amen. And so my question for you today is, what do you need God to do in your life right now? You know, whatever things that are going on that are not right in your life, have hope that God will respond. Have hope above anything else, because you can keep your hope swimming. Ooh, when you apply your faith, and your faith is more in God than in what you can do. But just know, your hope does not have the will within itself to stay afloat over the raging rivers of life. No, but your faith, it is your faith that can keep it afloat, right? Hope wants to keep swimming. When you put it out to work, it wants to keep moving. It wants to keep swimming, but it cannot swim without you applying your faith. Number two, hope is not seen. Romans 8:24 says, "For in this hope we are saved." Now, hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. And so this scripture just stating that hope, we cannot have hope in things that we see. And so the question is, why is that? Faith without works is dead. God requires us to use our faith. And in doing so, we can have hope, but hope in more than what we can see in the natural, in more than what we can feel, in more than, you know, our logic and our reasoning. We can have hope in the unseen. That is the supernatural realm that God works in when we wait on the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Your strength is renewed when you wait. And so we have to patiently wait. And in the waiting, our hope will be able to keep swimming. Our hope will be able to stay afloat. Our hope will be able, right, to help us to believe in spite of our circumstances. And so life has ebbs and flows, ups and downs. And you have to, as I've said in the past, you got to flow with the river, because the river is going to flow. As you flow with the river, your hope will keep swimming if you believe and believe without seeing. Number three, we got to remember God is our hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope." So we have to remember that the only way to abound in hope is realizing that God is our hope. God is everything you need whenever you need it. God of hope wants to give you something in spite of your struggles, in spite of the mountains that you're staring down, in spite of the giants, in spite of the detours in your life, in spite of the loss, in spite of the bankruptcy, in spite of your children not doing what they're supposed to do, in spite of you now being a caregiver for your parents, in spite of all of these things and so forth, God is your hope. He wants to give you all joy and peace in believing in what He can do for you so that you can abound in hope. And so what does that mean, abound in hope? It means God wants to give you an overflow of hope that you will not have room enough to receive. You know, He wants there to be an abundance of hope in your life, because of your hope is not in man. Your hope is in God, the one who is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is your all in all, your El Shaddai, your Jehovah Jireh, your Prince of Peace. He is your Baba. Oh, I love calling Him Baba. Yes, He is our daddy. He is our way maker, miracle worker, heart fixer, a mind regulator. But you have to keep swimming in hope today. It is your hope in the unknown that will keep you afloat. And I have to say that is challenging. But God wants us to be in a space where we realize He is our hope and have hope in the unknown things that He can do in our lives that no man has heard, no ears have heard, nobody has seen, right? God can do it. And it's not about what man can do, but it's what God can do through you. God is doing some things even now for you. You can't see it, but you got to hope and believe that He's doing some things. He's working some things out for your good right now. Nothing is wasted. No time is wasted. No job is wasted. No pause in your life is wasted. These bills, they're not wasted. Where you live is not wasted. The person you married is not wasted. The person you divorced is not wasted. The person you lost is not wasted. Nothing in life is wasted. Did you hear me, beloved? Nothing is wasted. God is using everything for your good. Everything. Man. Oh, this was good. Where did the time go? But you have to have hope in spite of your circumstances, in spite of the diagnosis, in spite of the job situation that's going on right now, in spite of the demotion, in spite of your children not calling you or talking to you, wanting to be bothered with you, in spite of the divorce, in spite of the miscarriage, in spite of the rejection, in spite of the abandonment, God is your hope. God is faithful. He requires you to have faith. God requires you to have hope in things you cannot see. And God requires you to believe He can overflow you today with hope. Amen. I definitely could not have made it without all of your support of the Lioness Queen podcast. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and share a review. I would absolutely love to hear from you. Until next time, let's all live residue free in 2023 and walk in everything God has destined for you to be. Amen and amen.